I wanted to share a little bit about where I've been, I've been in this space of a chrysalis the last month, especially. Really surrendering to this sacred feminine darkness, void, this state of inner state of being, very gentle, very slow. Not sure where the next phase of myself will be rebirthing, though I feel an incredible rebirth that is just at the other side of this veil or this darkness. And I wanted to just share it so that others could become less afraid of that space. There's such a resistance for me at first with this space. We're taught to do something about how we're feeling when we're uncomfortable. We're taught to go fix it. You know, take the next whatever, do the next thing to make yourself feel better, and to surrender into that feminine, sweet, dark space, that chrysalis, and bring in your spirit guides, whoever they are, whatever form they come to you in, whatever feels safe for you. But to have some sense of a spirit being with you, even if it's nature. And of course, I am in nature, and it's a windy day, and here comes my friend at the airplane, of course. I've been standing out here for a while, and no plane. So I'll be silent for some moments. I love the wind. There's something about the wind that seems to just take my sorrows away with it. It is very nurturing for me. And the sounds of the birds singing and being enveloped in canopies of trees. I feel held in nature. Everything just is so, this time of the year, we just had this final super moon, the ash moon or the worm moon. and spring equinox on the 20th, 4 hours apart. It's just been an amazing week. Wow. A lot of sacred unfoldment for me and for many of us. So I wanted to just share this space that I'm in while I'm in it. Again, just I'm hoping that my intention for sharing is to welcome in for all of you, all of us that are afraid to go there, to that inner space of nothingness, and to know that there is such a sweetness when you are able to, and to feel that you are being held by something that is greater than you, loves you no matter what. And even again, even if it's nature, the more I'm doing this spiritual work, whatever that means to you, the more I just love this stage of emptying so that a new birth can reveal itself, a new rebirth. And we all know how much nature mirrors that for us. So that's all I wanted to share. Be well, everyone.